But first this hour, fewer Arizona parents are willing to let their kids play football, and fewer kids are choosing to play sports like football and soccer over concerns about concussions. Those are among the findings of a new study by Barrow Neurological Institute. Joining me to talk about the results is Dr. Javier Cardenas, director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at Barrow Neurological Institute. And Dr. Cardenas, let's start with participation in football. And it's interesting that you found not just parents telling their kids they can't play, but kids themselves choosing not to play.
Correct. So every year we do a survey, sometimes of parents, sometimes of athletes. And this time we did a survey of both. What we found is that 15% of the parents told us that they would not allow their 15% fewer parents told us they would not allow their children to play football. So in 2018, it's 59%. In 2016, when we looked at the parents, it was 67.8%. On top of it, a quarter of boys that were surveyed said they would not play football because of their concerns about concussion.
Does that indicate to you that the message that you're trying to get out about the dangers and the seriousness of concussion is getting out?
It is. What we found is that there's greater awareness by far with respect to our community about concussion. There's no question about that. However, now we see this concern becoming somewhat more sophisticated and also shifting from the immediate injury of a concussion to now the long-term implications. In fact, 78% of teens are now concerned about long-term complications, which is a big jump from 2016 when it was 58%.
Now, you also found that concussions are also a concern, not just for boys, but for girls playing sports. Is that right?
Absolutely. So, you know, we've been talking about the number of concussions in girls' sports outweighing that of their male counterparts. So, for example, when it comes to girls' soccer, there are more concussions in girls' soccer than boys' soccer. When it comes to basketball, more in girls' basketball than in boys' basketball. And now we're starting to see this reflected in the attitudes of parents as well as in athletes. In fact, 1 in 5 girls say they decided not to play sports because of concerns about concussions.
Were they choosing not to play any sports or just the sports that tend to be maybe have more concussions than others?
It was mostly related to sports like soccer. But there are other sports, including things like cheerleading, which has a high rate of concussions, as well as other sports, including basketball and softball, in which we saw a concern raised about concussion and their participation.
Is there a concern that if enough students decide not to play sports, especially in high school, because they're afraid of getting a concussion, that high school students aren't going to be getting enough physical activity?
Absolutely. So when we took the when we take the 50,000 foot view and look at the health of our community, the health of our children, we see that there's a 25% to 30% childhood obesity rate. Now that obesity rate can lead to cardiac disease. It can lead to things like even stroke in young people, which in fact I've seen. And so what we want to do is we want to have kids participate in as many athletic activities as possible. They simply need to know what the risks are when they do so. Overall, what we're trying to do is raise educational awareness, but we're also trying to change a number of policies in Arizona to make all of these sports safer.
Well, I would imagine in some sports you probably can do that, but I'm thinking in soccer, for example, you can't probably ban headers. Like, you can't ban people from going up and trying to hit the ball with their head, which is where I imagine a good number of concussions in that sport comes from. In football, I mean, unless you make it like flag football or touch football, you're not going to get rid of tackling. So how do you try to go about making some of these high school sports maybe a little safer and players less prone to getting concussions?
We'll never eliminate the risk of concussion in any of the sports. However, it is important to recognize that some sports have inherently higher risk, including football, which is a collision sport. In that sport, Arizona has been a leader in policy, having the first helmet dislodgement rule in which the athlete has to come off the field if their helmet comes off, limiting contact practices in football. And in fact, Arizona is currently the first and only state to limit the amount of heading practices in soccer, both girls and boys. So in fact, what we're trying to do is to decrease that exposure to head injuries so that we can have healthier brains in the future.
How much of this is also sort of changing the culture of sports and the locker room where, you know, student athletes are comfortable telling a coach or telling an athletic trainer, hey, I think I might have an issue here, as opposed to just kind of, you know, trying to tough it out?
In fact, one of the most humbling things about the survey was that we found that indeed more athletes are likely to tell their coach that they've sustained a concussion. 4 out of 5 of them, in fact, said they would tell their coach. We also see in practice that they are telling other athletes, or athletes are pointing out that their teammate is off or not right, or, you know, please go check them out. And so, in fact, we are seeing that culture change, which is excellent. We want to make sure that we're able to sustain that, and that we're able not just to address this in our high school Arizona Interscholastic Association athletes, but also in our club athletes, in our recreational athletes, as well as kids across the state.
All right. That's Dr. Javier Cardenas, director of the Barrow Concussion and Brain Injury Center at the Barrow Neurological Institute. Dr. Cardenas, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.